Unit 10, Psychology. Dr. Tom attended Rutgers University in the United States and graduated with very good grades. He studied psychology and earned his PhD from Harvard in 2001. He also wanted to work in child psychology, but adapted his aspirations following September 11th. Watching the terror unfold at the World Trade Center, Tom's mother urged him to use his skills to help people who suffered from the horrors that occurred that day. Tom believed that he could help transform people's thinking in a positive way so that they would not let events like September 11th ruin their lives. He took on many clients during his first year of work. Many came in who suffered from depression, and needed guidance in living a better life. Tom estimated that 7 out of every 10 people he saw at his office claimed to be suffering from serious cases of depression. As a psychologist, Tom listened to each patient carefully and tried to understand the situation from their point of view. It was clear that most people just wanted to fulfill their life dreams and function as normal people in society. However, they resisted actually doing this due to the feeling of unease or depression that appeared to completely rule their lives. One particular patient was of great concern to Tom. His name was Evan. Evan complained in detail that his life was awful and everything would just be better if he would just cease to exist. This worried Tom a great deal since he felt Evan was a textbook case of a person considering suicide. Tom monitored Evan as often as he could and tried to provide advice that encouraged him to keep moving forward. He told Evan that it was false to believe death was a way out. Life is difficult sometimes, but you should never think it is so bad that you need to quit. In actuality, Tom was negotiating with Evan that it was better to live than to die. He tried his best to ensure Evan would never deliberately harm himself in an effort to ease his own depression.